Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Leading economists struck a cautious note at the Prime Minister's pre-budget meeting today. Meghna Mittal reports that they flagged rising interest obligations and weakening household savings as key fiscal risks, urging the government to recalibrate capital expenditure to around 3% of GDP and revive household savings. They also pushed for a fiscal framework that integrates both debt and deficit targets rather than relying on a debt-only anchor. A day after the Defence Acquisition Council approved military purchases with 79,000 crore rupees, Ishan Guerra shines the spotlight on the quiet transformation in defence manufacturing from labour-intensive production to lean automated manufacturing. Despite the large order they have received, as the government emphasises self-reliance, state-run companies such as Hindustan Aeronautics and Bharat Dynamics have cut their workforce by 24%. Due to automation and restructuring. Turning to IPOs, while the market looked very busy in 2025, much of the support came from a handful of institutions. Kushi Kiswani reports that only a quarter of IPOs attracted mutual fund participation, and these funds appeared across a large share of the deals, leaving capital and risk spread unevenly. The result was a market where a few repeat institutional anchors played an outsized role in stabilizing large issues. Also read, Nilesh Kotak, Mahindra, MD. Nilesh Shah's interview with Shweta Punj, where he argues that the comeback of FII money to India in 2026 depends on growth, Chinese markets, and the US dollar. Real estate, meanwhile, is seeing fresh fundraising momentum. Developer Bagmane is set to file draft documents for a 4,000 crore REIT IPO, making it the fifth office REIT in India, reports Swaraj Singh Dhanjal. The REIT owns 20 million square feet of office space in Bengaluru with a gross asset value of 40,000 crore rupees. In a separate conversation, Group Executive Director and CEO of Prestige's Office Ventures, Jaggi Marwaha, told Shiladitya Pandit that Prestige is in talks with investors to expand its offerings in Grade A offices with an eye on a REIT. Indian cars may be getting safer, with vehicle recalls hitting an 8-year low of 119,173 units in 2025, reports Swaraj Baggonkar. The decline suggests improvements in manufacturing quality and internal checks, with Maruti Suzuki, Skoda, and Toyota Kirloskar among those issuing recalls for issues such as faulty fuel indicators and seatbelt problems. Banks are relying heavily on short-term funds, with CD issuances hitting an all-time high in 2025 due to weak deposit growth and pressure on low-cost deposits, reports Manish M. Suvarna. They've raised a record 13.17 lakh crore rupees via CDs, with top fundraisers including Bank of Baroda, HDFC Bank, and Punjab National Bank. On the regulatory front, IHIC Sur reports that the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has warned social media platforms about lapses in handling obscene and unlawful content, reminding intermediaries that failure to meet due diligence norms could cost them safe harbor protections. And finally, Brajesh Kumar reports that SEBI has revoked the license of a so-called research analyst in Madurai after discovering he was actually running a grocery store selling dal and rice rather than market insight. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.